Trip, bro.
Hey, that dog, bro. Yeah, how long you had it for?
Man, a couple of months, bro. I think we got him in December, right?
Oh, for
We got
real?
him in December. Look, where's he at?
Hey, Chalino Sanchez in the
Yeah,
building. Was his middle name Sanchez?
we got him
Yeah.
in December.
That's beautiful, man. El Chalino. Always
El
making
Chalino.
cameos. He's always making cameos with you, bro. Hey, but we're recording already. This is part three of the Frequency Squad with everybody. I don't know if Luis and Rob are gonna come on, but bro, that was a really good example, bro, you just shared with about your son. Like I actually use similar techniques with my son because I want to make him mentally strong. So I know that it's important. Wait, if we don't like test them a little bit, they're gonna easily, punk out. Like, nah, I got, but I've used like the reverse psychology on my son too, bro, and it works wonders, man. It works wonders.
Yeah. And you'll see what their little character does. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I don't know of any other 9-year-old doing 5 miles on a Friday night. You
Hey,
know what I
my
mean?
son is not doing those, bro.
So you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
and I know that right now he's like, man, like my dad's tough on me, but one day we're gonna sit back and we're gonna circle back. And when he is a champion, I'm gonna tell him and I'm gonna remind him, do you remember all
Remember?
those workouts that we did together? Because I can't make them do something if I'm not gonna do it. You know what I mean? Like I can't sit there and be like, you run 5 miles and do 5 miles and I'm not gonna do 5 miles next to him. You know what I mean? So like it's both spending time with my child, strengthening our bond, creating memories, and fortifying his character.
Yeah. That's amazing, bro. It's amazing you did that. Like it's just like it just comes to with awareness too, bro. Like we were just saying, bro, like if you don't have these awareness, these are gonna be missed opportunities. And also there was a video that I don't know if y'all heard Navarro's episode, but Navarro, the he was in on the last episode with me a couple of days ago. He shared a video on his TikTok, bro, and there was a dad, and this is where you could kind of get like kind of gray. So there was a video that he shared, and there was a dad playing basketball with his son. His son might have looked like 9 to 10 years old, 11 years old, maybe tops, not older than that for sure. But they were in like in a public basketball court, and you can tell that the dad was being really, really rough on his kid, bro. It was a white dude with his white son, right? And I mean, not that it makes any difference, but just wanted to kind of like paint a picture a little bit better. And they're like in a public, maybe like a boys and girls club, like that. It looked like a boys and girls club. So they're there practicing and stuff, but the dad, you can tell he's throwing the ball at his face, at the kid's face. Like purposefully, and with a lot of power. And the kid's kind of like scared. Like every time the dad throws the ball, he's kind of like, trying to hide from the ball. And Navarro's taking like, dude, like, what the hell is this guy doing? Is this guy trying to like be too rough on his son? Like instead of using this time to like teach him to be like, hey, let's spend some time and not be frustrated, and like let me be empathy with my son and have some empathy so that he can like, kind of like, I know he's not where he has to be right now, but instead of using it as a oh, shit, I'm frustrated, I'm gonna try to get him on his A game by being very, very authoritative and like, hey, you gotta do this shit. And it just, I don't know, man. I was watching that video and I got kind of sad because like, dude, I feel the pain for both the dad and the kid, right? Because I've been in situations where like I get frustrated with my kid too, and like I'm not gonna lie. But then I was like, dude, I've been there, but I know how to not escalate the situation. Like I know that, oh shit, like I need to be more patient with my son.
You're
I
able
know,
to catch yourself.
yeah. I catch myself. And in this situation, you just watch that video, bro, and it breaks your heart, bro, because a little kid starts crying. It just sits down on the side of the basketball court, and he's on, the dad's just shooting by himself. But I mean, it can go either way, right? Like, hey, tough love works sometimes, and but at the same time, like,
There's a
disrespectfully,
boundary between tough love and scolding, you know?
yeah, dude, it was pretty sad to watch that, bro. I'm like, man, it was hard because the kid, you can tell he was distraught, man, and the dad was throwing the ball at his face, bro.
And that'll
Ponte
we'll circle back to what the conversations earlier that Luis brought upon were like that father was probably never loved correctly,
trucha.
right?
All
So it's a cycle that repeats itself,
cycle.
you know what I mean? So like if he was never taught how to love properly, if he was never given compassion and patience, taught patience, then how is he gonna teach his son. You know what I mean? That's all subconscious programming of the mind, even unconscious programming of the mind, because these are just programs that we repeat and repeat and repeat. And most people, I don't want to say most people, but a lot of people aren't aware of what they're doing and aren't able to catch themselves. Like, I think we've all had something like that when it comes to frustration, you know, like I know that I've shared it with my son and I get mad, but then I'm like, you know what? I catch myself. And that all that is developmental. Like it has to be trained. You know, you have to train yourself to be aware of what's going on, like in your body, how your body's responding to anger, what you're doing, what your thought. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. You have to learn how to respond and not react, because if you just react, most of the time you're going to react off of emotion. And most of the time an emotion is going to make you do something that you don't want to do and something that you're going to regret, you know? So once you can sit down, breathe, and say, you know what, I lost it for a little bit, but I got it right back. Once you can do that, I think that you're able to progress not only as a human, but as a man, you know? And you're able to take on things that are a little more difficult. And you step outside of your comfort zone and you say, you know what, let me try this. And eventually you figure it out.
Look, let me see if I can find that video, bro, so you can see it and be like, you can kind of like dissect it as we watch it. Let me see if I can open it. Hold on.
And my mic was on. I was chewing hard. I didn't even know my mic was on. I'm over
here. You're good, bro. You're good. You just made us hungry, bro.
Oh my God. I was eating some cereal. I was so hungry. And I forgot. I think I saw that the camera was off. So I'm like, okay, the camera's off. The mic must be off. I'm like, oh man, the mic was on. I'm so sorry.
That's cool, bro. Hey, can y'all see the video or no? The screen?
Oh, let's see. No, I can't see it either.
There's nothing on the screen for you guys. I'm sharing, but I don't know if it's sharing for sure. No?
I'm sure. Mm-mm.
Let me go back then. It's because it's kind of tricky. They updated, like, what do you call the Zoom a little bit, so I haven't used it to share in recent days, so I don't know how to do it appropriately. But nah, forget about it, man. It's all right. I just want to show you that video so you can kind of get like a visual of what I was explaining, because I mean, my words were not as descriptive as I wanted. But yeah, I felt pretty sad for that kid, man. And for the dad too, I felt empathy. You're like, dad, dude, like,
just send it to the chat.
Yeah, I'll send it in the chat. And yeah, dude, it's just it's heartbreaking when you know outside, like if somebody doesn't have the resources, it doesn't have the awareness, and they're missing out. Maybe hopefully for this dad, one day he'll be like, dog, I fucked up. You know, I can do things better, you know, with my son or whatever, and go back and reflect. But sometimes that doesn't happen, you know, and it can continue on escalating. What happens is that this kid becomes the father that his father is to him, you know?
Yep. And it keeps going. It keeps going until somebody says, you know what, enough with these generational curses. Yeah. And it's usually a warrior. It's usually somebody that's had enough, you know. And it could take a lot, or it could just be one day, you know what, something as small as an idea or something as small as an unfortunate accident usually triggers something like that.
Yeah, dude, it's just like I said, like some tragedy wakes you up, like, bro, like, damn, you had it there, bro. Like, you just never changed your ways.
Yep.
You could have done things differently, but you never heard the message. The message was always there. The message, do you think that the message is always there and we just don't see it? Or you think that sometimes the message is not there and we just need to look for it?
I think it varies on the situation, because it could apply both ways. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like if I pray and if I ask God for an answer, for some help, I know that the message is going to be there, but I just have to learn how to listen, and I have to tune in, and I have to develop the ability to tune in. You know what I mean? And when you're barely on your spiritual journey, you kind of have to look for that. You know, you look for things that happen, things that fall into place, and look for patterns and stuff that have been replaying themselves, and then it starts to make sense. So I think that it could go both ways.
So if you're the observer, you need to be aware that you're observing, I guess, right?
Yes, correct.
More like if you're asking for the prayer, then you obviously will become the observer. Okay, what happens after that? Like you're praying for some knowledge. But if you're not even in the praying mode, then you're probably not going to be an observer because you're things are going to happen for you in front of you and you're not going to be like able to take it in. You know what I mean?
You're not going to be able to decipher whether that was God or wasn't God.
100%, bro. Man, yep. Rob is trying to get in, but he can't get in, Mr. Rob. Oh, okay. No, it's okay. He's busy. My bad.
Dude, when it comes to that, I never really have my dad around. Like, I don't know nobody in my father's side of the family. Like, I don't know aunt, uncle, nobody. My father had other kids, and we're not really close. You know what I mean? I'm the only child from my mother's side. I have siblings through my father's side, but none of us are close. And sometimes I used to blame him for it. Like, you know what, dude? You could have been more of a man and stepped up. But then, you know, I got to know him a little bit, and I grew up, and then I found out that his father died when he was really young. And I'm like, he never had a father figure around, so he never really knew how to be a man. And you know what I mean? He never stepped up to the plate to be a man. So it's like me having me, like, as when I'm in this journey now, I had to forgive him because I held resentment, bro. And even now, right now, I think he's mad at me because I think he thought I was gonna send him some money, and I was asking him for like some like I needed like his license when I was filling like the naturalization form. I needed like some of this information, and I think he thought I was asking him for that information for me to like send him some money, and it wasn't like that. He hasn't called me ever since. So I'm like, yo. And it had me tripping. I'm like, yo, do you think that I was gonna send you money? And I'm like, yo, our relationship, we're cool, but I don't think you should be expecting anything from me. I want to get to know you as a person and as a dad, but when it comes financially, like, I shouldn't feel obligated or like that I'm supposed to do nothing for me. And I'm not trying to be that guy, but it's like, yo, dude, I'm one of your only kids that actually is willing to build a relationship with you, and it's like. He's 86. He's stuck in his ways. He had me when he was very old. He had me when he was 50. So I never got to see him young. I never played with him, nothing. Everything, he was a very selfish man. And when it came up to me, my brother, one of my oldest brothers, he actually broke those chains because he's married to one girl, has two kids. So he was the first one to break those chains of, I'm not going to be like my dad. And the same thing with me. When I have my kids, I don't want that for my kids. I don't want to not show them love and affection and not being present in their lives, because it later on it shows, and later on it affects them. Everything that you do now affects them in the future. People think that kids don't remember. Kids remember everything. You know what I mean? Oh, no, he's just a kid. He's not going to remember it. Yes, he will. You know what I mean? And that little thing is going to grow it to something big because it was never addressed. You know what I mean? It's just resentment. That's how resentment starts to develop in somebody's heart, because situations were never addressed. So I had to get out of that bubble because I was holding resentment towards my dad, because I feel like, damn, dude, you could have been a man. But then, like I said, I had to understand that he didn't have no structure either. So he didn't have no guidance. And then we come from Dominican Republic. It's a whole different ball game, different than machismo, the, you know what I mean? It's okay for you to have multiple wives and have two families. It's so normalized, you know what I mean? That I kind of understand, and I have to let it go because it was only affecting me. So it's like, if I wanted to build a relationship with him, I had to let all that shit go.
You need to let it all go. Dude, and that's hard, dude, because you're speaking from firsthand experience, like, and to actually bottle up all those emotions and, you know what, that is all good. I forgive you because... And to have that right there, bro, that's, that takes a lot of understanding from the higher power, bro. Because a lot of people will never forget that, and they will never forgive. So that stalls you back. That's like what I'm talking about, bro. Those are the waking up moments. Like, if you're able to forgive, love, and show empathy for whatever happened to your dad, and be like, you know what, it's okay, man. I still love him no matter what. Yeah, you still got to work on relationship and all that stuff. But at least from your part, you already gave him the love, bro. You already gave him the forgiveness, even if he's aware of it or not. But on your heart, bro, you already just let a lot of things go that are not going to be healthy for you. You know what I mean? So now you're healthier spiritually, mentally, and eventually physically with all the emotion, because just having a negativity in your heart, bro, with a broken heart, it messes with your body, bro. It messes with your body.
100%.
Deteriorates your mind, deteriorates your body, deteriorates your soul. So you have an imbalance of emotions, imbalance of your way you are with people. You carry this resentment, like you were just saying. So it's easier for you to make the wrong decisions and be blowing up in people's faces and maybe do the same thing to other people that you kind of felt 100%. Towards you. And it just becomes like this negative vibe, bro. So you're already like, boom, like out of that chain that's holding you down.
You broke the chain.
You broke the chain, bro.
Very, very similar story with me, Luis. My dad wasn't present. Like, my dad was always around, but he was never present. You know, like he had me when he was older, so we never played. He was, you know, unloved, so he never showed me love. So, you know, one day when I started to break these curses, you know, I went up to him and I told him, you know what, Dad, I gave him a big hug and I told him that I loved him. If I've hugged my dad 10 times in my entire life, I think that would be a lot. You know, if I told him that I loved him, or if I heard I love you from my dad a handful of times in my entire life, I think that would be a lot. Right. So when I understood what I was talking about earlier, that, you know, like, it's not their fault. You know, once you start digging and seeing the generations and generations and generations, you know, my dad was the oldest of nine. He dropped out of elementary school to work, you know what I mean, to provide for his family. He was a ranch hand. He came to the U.S. as a migrant when he was 12. You know, like, I started understanding. So when I had a conversation as a grown-up with my father and I told him, Dad, I forgive you. And he was, the fuck do you forgive me about? Like,
he was clueless.
He was clueless. He was
like, I haven't done shit to you. What do you mean?
He's like, well, I tried and I worked and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, like, and I forgive you, you know, for everything that you did and everything that you didn't do. And forgiveness, I always explain to people that don't know what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not forgiving. Forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is about yourself. You're giving yourself peace. You're giving yourself understanding that, hey, you know what? I forgive you for everything that you've done, whether you're aware of it or not. You know what I mean? And after I did that, and after my dad understood, we sat down and we talked about it. He understood. And now our relationship is a lot better. Now my dad is an older man. And now every time that I take him, my son, he hugs my son and he tells him that he loves him and a whole bunch of stuff that he didn't do with me. And that's okay. You know what I mean? And that's okay. And we broke those chains together. You know what I mean? So now my son is enjoying his grandfather. You know what I mean? And that's, to me, that's a win. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I forgave him and he was clueless about it. You know what I mean? But it wasn't about him. It was about me letting go of everything that he did. You know what I mean? And everything that he did was not his fault either. You know? So once you understand that, compassion, and we'll go back full circle again. It's all about love, bro. It's all about love. Like, if you have that inside of you, nobody can knock you off your horse.
100%. You know, it's crazy because my mother never talked bad about my dad. It's like she let me find out on my own. She's like, look, I'm never going to. She never put a, you know how some parents will put that bug in their ear, like, oh, your father. My mother never, not once, talked bad about this man. But she also used to let me. You got to find out on your own how he is. And once I found out, I was like, I was a little heartbroken, but I respected her 20,000 times more. And I'm like, Mom, you're really like, you're one of a kind. I never met somebody like you. You show so much love regardless, and you don't try to change how I feel about a person just because you might not feel this person. She's like, she never tried to change how I, because I used to always be, I love my dad. I love my dad. And she used to be, you know, kind of like, be careful. In a way, she wanted to warn me, but she also wanted me to find out for myself, man. And I'm grateful for that, that she never, that I found out for myself and it wasn't like they clouded my judgment, you know?
That's unconditional love, brother. That's what it is, you know?
It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful, man. That's some really... Thank you guys for sharing that, bro. That's an amazing, like, like seeing your parents, you know, and a different light, like really retrospectively, like open, and sharing these thoughts here and on the podcast, bro. It's just an amazing, a beautiful testimony that, bro, there's so much love out there. We just need to actually show love, you know. We like, because our parents, unfortunately, they had a different upbringing, you know, and they had a different view of life, like you're saying, machismo, all this stuff. I know for me growing up, my dad has always been really around. Like he's been a great dad, bro, amazing dad, Mr. Castillo. Shout out to my dad, you know, been an amazing dad. I think he was always a leader, you know, showing me like, hey man, spending time with us when he really could, because he's a hardworking man too. He's a hardworking man. Sometimes he would work in Chicago for many, many, you know, days or years, and we wouldn't see him till like 1 week, like out of the year. You know, we'd go to see him in Chicago, or he would come down and visit us. It was like a long distance relationship for a while. You know what I mean? It would be kind of sad not having him around, but it kind of taught us that sometimes you got to grind for your family to make things happen, you know, for to put a roof over our house, like to put a roof on your head and to get food on the table and to make, you know, bills and all that shit. And, but at the same time, dude, I was like listening to you guys and I'm like, bro, like you guys had to like really understand where your dads came from, you know, to be able to understand that, bro, it's all good. Like, you weren't there or you were there, but I'm going to forgive you. Like it comes down to us, like yep. Exactly how we feel about it.
Yep.
And it's beautiful, bro, that you're sharing this here, man. I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate to that. And a lot of people are probably in that side of town. Like maybe you're the dad right now that is not there for your kid. You know what I mean? Like shit, my kid's going to call me one day. Like, hey, where you been, bro? Like I've been waiting for you. You know what I mean? And you can change it all around. I think it starts with having compassion and having empathy, having awareness, reflection, all the things that we talk about, bro. Like, I mean, it's just amazing, bro. Like, we're having these talks, bro. Like, there's deep talks here, bro. Like, seriously, Frequency Squad in the building, bro.
For real, bro. Yeah. I knew that it was going to happen, bro. I told y'all.
I think Jay said, hey, set aside like 8 hours because we're going to be like.
Nah, actually, I have to go in a few.
No worries, bro. We're going to wrap it up right now, man. We're going to wrap it down in a bit. We're going to wrap it up. So, yeah, because it's about to be 1 o'clock. I think we've been on for like almost 2 hours.
Yeah, bro.
I haven't had breakfast. I'm on a fast right now.
Chewing. I had to take a little eating break. I was so hungry. Dude, I just grabbed some cereal in a bowl, and I just like, let me just eat this real quick.
Hey, when you were crackling that food, I was like, that's got to be like some cornflakes.
I did not know that the mic was on. I'm so sorry.
Nah, dude, you're good, bro. That was a promotion, paid promotion by cornflakes in the background. Nah, dude, but I mean, just to wrap it up here, man, I want to thank y'all for like showing some love here, bro. It's all about love today. I think, like we all said, that's the number one frequency that can put you in any room with anybody in any situation. If you got love and God in your and peace within you, bro, like you can go anywhere and make things happen. You know, things happen like prayer. You can make a prayer like for somebody that's having that need right there. You don't even have to tell them. You can just pray for them, you know, and internally or outspoken, or it just, the love and the peace and the God within you, bro, can just change the parameter wherever you're at, the frequency, man. It's just, and right now we're feeling it because we're like, we're in different cities. Literally, we're in different cities. There's East Coast, there's mid Texas, and then now South Texas. And we're vibing, bro. And this frequency, if you don't see it, but it's traveling all across the world because we're talking about this, and the love is right there. You can feel it. Like it's kind of like you can see it, you know what I mean? Like you can touch it. And I think we're pioneers of this new movement that is trying to just bring people to awareness that, dude, it's okay, man. If you've done wrong, if you've been wherever you think you've been, there's always another chance, another day, another moment to change it all around. You know, this is what the podcast is about, man. The podcast is about mind, body, spirit, and financial literacy, just trying to all educate and elevate ourselves to a new platform, new ways of doing things. And we don't know it all. But we're learning as we speak, and we're trying to be as vulnerable as possible and trying to be there for each other. And for people that are listening, bro, you can start this. You can talk to anybody. You can reach out to us and be like, yeah, let's be part of the frequency squad, or start your own frequency squad with somebody and just elevate each other up, man. That's all it's all about. Any final words from the homies?
I want to say be patient, be persistent, and most importantly, keep God in all of your plans, bro. All of your plans, and you will find prosperity soon enough.
Yeah, man. Definitely allow God to guide you. Allow God in. You got to let him in. He's always there. We're the ones that go away. But he never leaves. And be patient with yourself, like he said, and be gentle with yourself. Gentle. It took 30-something years for me to become this way. I can't change overnight. You know what I mean? So just be very gentle with yourself and give yourself props and celebrate the small wins. A win is a win.
Beautiful. Luis, before we wrap it up, I know you mentioned something about a video. Can you give us a scoop on what you're working on, bro?
Oh, I'm working on... I would love to hear
something on that so you can tell the audience about it.
So I'm working on a song called Lifelike. It's off my album, God's Timing, A Living Testimony.
Right.
I have it on iTunes and on all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is pretty much about my life, man. The song is... everything that I said on the song is actually true. There's no lies from beginning to end. Like, it was literally a song about my life. And lately, I just wanted to bring that video out. And again, the videographer happened... Maybe he was looking for business, but I needed that push. He hit me up. We worked before, and he hit me up randomly. He's like, yo, man, I'm doing videos. I'm doing it for $500 now. First time I worked with him, it was like $700 for that one video.
Wow.
So then he dropped it down to $5. He's like, yo, man, I'm doing $5. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I did it. He should be sending it to me. He said this weekend I should be getting it back. And I'm going to most likely drop it on the 24th of March, because that is the day LK makes 9 years since he passed away. And for some strange reason, I always work around this time, and I always do something on his death date. So God's timing again. God's timing is perfect, because even we were supposed to shoot the video today, but he hit me up and said, yo, man, I gotta do something today or whatever. Can we do it the following week?" So because of that, now I'm gonna have the video on time to drop it for the 24th. So that's how God works.
God's timing. Rest in peace, LK. I know he's in spirit. We're here with us, bro. I've always talked about LK since the first time I met you, man. We talked about LK and very present. If you watch the documentary, you'll hear more about that story, right? The documentary, bro. What's where they can find that link, bro?
The documentary is on YouTube. It's Jump Out LO, God's Timing, Your Living Testimony. The documentary is about 30 minutes long with a video at the end. The video is also out separately if you want to watch it. It's called Pain. Pain is pretty much about when I was struggling with my Percocet addiction, and I just wanted to paint a picture on the things that I was going through at the moment.
Beautiful, man. Go check it out, bro. Jay, anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Bro, and it's weird that Luis said that he usually works around... I want to call him your guardian angel, right? So yeah. He's always gonna be watching over you. So tomorrow is Roland's anniversary, bro.
Oh, bro! Shit, I was thinking about Roland when we started recording, bro.
So tomorrow, and I was telling y'all before that usually around this time we record a very powerful episode, and my homie's always watching out after us, bro. And
wow,
dude.
Bro, look, I have fucking chills all over my fucking skin, bro. Like. Bro, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Can I tell you something real quick, guys? When we were talking about tears in the first part of this recording, I think somebody was mentioning about the tears, right? That, it was you, Jump Out, when you said you were talking to that guy from Brooklyn, right? And you were crying.
Yeah, man, I cried, dog.
And
yeah.
I was like, and then I was thinking about, like, I remember Roland, and that specific moment, I remember Roland told me, if you can do 3 things a day, like laugh, cry, and I forgot the other one. It's the other one, but I remember he said cry, dog. And I remember, like, if you can cry every day, man, it's just like it just cures your soul, bro.
That's what it's
and, for. And I was thinking I about Roland so in particular. I was thinking about Roland in particular, bro. So it's a full circle, bro. Shout out to Roland, RIP, my G.
RIP Roland.
Oh, man. Our LK and all the homies that passed away before us, man, that are still guardian angels. I'm pretty sure they're looking down and be like, bro, these are good men that we want to lead our communities, you know, our friends, and share energies and just beautiful, positive impact, bro. And shout out to Roland because he pushed me, honestly, bro. He was like my first fan, dog. He was my first fan, bro. He's like, Eric, I love what you're doing, bro. Let me be on your podcast. And he's like, well, bro, I want you to be my, he wanted me to marry him and his girl, dude. Like, I want you to be there. I want you to marry. I was like, bro, I don't do that shit. What you talking about, Roland? I'm like, I'm not a pastor, dog. He's like, no, bro. He's like, no, for real, bro. I want to be on your podcast. And I met him like on a random day, like doing something else. So I made that happen, bro. I caught him on the podcast, on the other podcast that I was working on before. And, bro, you've heard it, right, Jay? And it was a really good episode, man. I think that's where he talks about the three things you need to do in a day, bro. Yeah. Like, if y'all want to recap and listen to that, I always want to listen to that episode every so often. So it's a good way to kind of end today's episode, bro, with Roland in mind and LK and all the homies, bro. And just love, bro. Share love out there. Remember.
Spread love.
Go share this episode with everybody who think you can elevate. And people just want to share good information. Just share this one because we share a lot of bad energy, always bad, like the bad memes and all this bullshit on TikTok memes, and the funny shit. But share some good stuff today, man. Like be that person that shares some good stuff, man. And so shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to all the countries that I can't pronounce. Dominican Republic in the building, DR. We got Mexico in the building, Monterrey, Guadalajara. What's up? I'm from Guadalajara, and this guy's from Monterrey, right? Right, Jay?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So we're sharing all frequencies from all different nationalities, bro, and we're all just one right now. So, and shout out to Rob for putting it all together, man. Rob, shout out to Rob. Oh, I know he couldn't be here for the last part, but he's with a family, but shout out to Rob, and shout out to the whole Positive Mantra Frequency Squad, everybody, man. Y'all have a great one. Have a great, beautiful Saturday. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll be posting this shortly, so I'll keep you. I'll post it.
All right, brother.
Peace out, guys. Hey, much love for everybody, man. Y'all have a great, beautiful Saturday. Peace out. Oh, wait. We forgot. We are not a brand. We're a frequency. We are not a brand.
Almost forgot it, bro. We're not a brand.
Yeah. But we're in the cosmos, baby. Let's go. Peace out. Y'all have a good Saturday.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah.